Sean McFadden, along with Eugene McGettigan, you've been the race directors, a tremendously successful event, the Donegal Ultra 555, and the record was well and truly smashed by Ronan McLaughlin.
Yes, Chris, it was surely. It was an amazing race from start to finish. You know, Ronan come to set a course record. We talked about it. He's a man on form, and he set a couple of world records there earlier in the year. And he come to the 555 to set another course record, and he has done that in 17 hours and 21 minutes.
Taking in the coastline of Donegal, varying conditions en route, it's hard for people to imagine driving it, let alone go around in a bike. And when you put it in that context, 17 hours, 21 minutes, it's quite mind-boggling what he has achieved.
It is, you know, because the course is so tough, it's so hilly, it's so undulating, and then the wind was there this weekend, and, you know, Ronan, you know, he's always up for a fight, and when he comes to do something, he knows that he's got the work done, and he had his stats done, and he knew what he had to do in different sections, you know, so, like, 555 kilometres around the Wild Atlantic Way of Donegal is not easy, you know, so... It was a great race. It was great to see Ronan setting the new course record. And I would say this course record will be here for a long time. You know, it's going to take a really, really top quality athlete to come and try and beat it.
And great credit to all who took part, including Mike Burke. We think it's, what, his third attempt, 62 years young. So he's one of those delighted to have crossed the line at the end as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is what about the 555. It is for the elite, and then it's for people that want to challenge themselves over 30 hours or 36 hours. And Mike has tried twice already to do the 555, and, you know, he's had a bit of bad luck, and he's had this. And this year he's come back, and he's completed the 555 in 33 hours and 30 minutes, as far as we know, you know. So he's delighted. He's away with his medal. He's away with his family, and they're going to celebrate, you know. And that's what the 555 is about, you know. It's about two ends of a race. Somebody come to finish it, and somebody come to set a course record, you know, and then somebody coming to raise money for charity, and that's what the 555 has been all about, you know.
Mark McGinley second, a great performance by him. Rory Devlin third, and then you had a number of team events.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, we said that Mark McGinley was going to throw a spanner in the works, and, you know, he's a young guy, he's 21, he probably shouldn't be doing 555 kilometres, but the year that's been in it with very little bike racing for him and Rory, they've come back and they've took on the 555, and Mark and Rory was battling it out all the way over until Kilcar. Like, they had like 400 and probably 30 kilometres in their legs at this stage. And as Mark said, he threw in the chips at the bottom of Kilcar, and he went for it, and he got a gap, and away he went, and he got second overall. You know, and a respectable second over Rory Devlin, because we know Rory's done the Joe Barr 500. He's done endurance races before, and for Mark to get one up on Rory, it's brilliant. But the thing about it is, the three boys have trained all year together. They've been out on group rides and they've done sessions together, and that was the three men at the head of the field. So it was great to see that.
And credit to all the organisers, Sean. These things take a lot of planning, a lot of volunteering, and everybody has played a part.
You know yourself, you can't organise events without sponsors and without help and without marshals and without volunteers. And myself and Eugene, every year, you know, we sit down and we pick a team, and you're always panicking that you won't have enough. But every single year we seem to come up trumps. You know, this year we've had a massive team behind us. And we've got another 555 across the line with the year that's been in it. It's not been easy. We were supposed to do this on the 12th of June, and it didn't happen. Then we went out to the 20th of August, and then we thought last week that we were going to lose it. But, you know, the fingers was crossed, and everybody stayed focused on what they had to do. And we've got it across the line, and we're absolutely delighted that we've got the fifth edition of the 555, and everybody's home safe and sound.
And finally and briefly, Sean, the two-person team event won by Team LK Bikes and the four-person team event by Dean Lockhart's group. Well done to them. Great achievement.
Of course, their races were they were locked in neck and neck the whole way. Like, Team LK Bikes was 17 hours and 46 minutes, and then the four-person teams, Team Lockett, were 16 hours and 22 minutes. So them times are going to be clarified, and you never know, we might have another course record there. We just haven't got the black boxes that uploads the system. We're waiting for the qualifications, and you never know, we might have another record there yet. So we'll have to wait and see.